Morning, I'm Dave Lewis in for Brady Bowman, and it's like the best show ever. I got to continue the Brady Bowman line of thought here, don't I? The train of thought there. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah,
it's the best show of my life.
Every day, the best show.
And Jennifer Wilson.
I'm so pleased to be here on the best show of your life.
I know.
I can only hope that I positively contribute to that.
Why don't you think you're the best part of the best show of my life?
I would fully believe that.
It's Friday.
Hallelujah.
We're a little bit flippant this morning. It's a flippant Friday. So much for this 420 thing, you know?
Yeah, people are having lots of fun today.
Oh, yes, they are in many respects, and there's a lot of things. Joining us on K-Man's In Focus this morning, Riley County Extension Agent Jennifer Wilson here. Delight to have you in. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Back.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't get in here as often as you used to. What's up with that?
I know. Well, I took a few months off on a sabbatical. And
How's that sabbatical thing work?
Well, actually, I worked probably harder on my sabbatical than I maybe would have any other day.
Trying to get a doctorate or something?
No.
No?
I did finish a second master's degree.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Good for you.
A certificate.
What's this one in?
Public administration.
Public administration. What are you going to do with that?
Who knows? We'll see where the road leads me.
Well, there's a lot of things that are going on, you know, and we talked about this in the hallway, Grow Green Match Day, and that helps you guys too.
Absolutely. The Riley County 4-H Foundation is one of many funds that you can donate to today, and we would encourage folks to get on down to Colony Square between now and 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. to make a donation. Donations made in person are, people's names are then put in a drawing, and you might, if your name is drawn out during the hourly drawing, there might be extra funds come our way. If you can't get there in person, you can definitely go online to growgreenmanhattan.org and make a donation between now and midnight.
Yeah, that's a neat day. I mean, a lot of people really pushing because of that extra match from courtesy of Phil Howell and the Phil Howell Foundation.
It is absolutely wonderful, and it has helped our 4-H Foundation grow our endowed account. And with that, we use those monies for all kinds of things to support our local 4-H program, whether that's sending young people to 4-H camp or 4-H Discovery Days, providing programs in the schools, providing college scholarships for 4-H youth. There's many, many things that money helps us do, and we do appreciate all of the donations that we get.
Grow Green Match Day, and as you said, at Colony Square at
555
points. That's it. That should be an easy enough number to remember, right? 555 Points Avenue.
It should be, but it's Friday.
It's Friday and everything. You just throw everything out the door on a Friday and just kind of go with it. But, you know, you talk about the donations. We talk about financial needs. There's also a benefit auction that John Job was in here last week talking about.
Yes, we are ready to have some fun. Our second annual online auction to benefit the Riley County 4-H Foundation starts today. And we have lots of items out there, from arts and crafts items. I happen to know the lady that is providing the dessert of the month for a year.
A dessert of the month for the year?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. If you would like to know more about that, really? Go visit Brad Streeter at Vista Drive-In.
Okay.
He was the winner of that bid last year.
Oh, I bet he was happy about that.
He was very happy about it. He did provide some advice.
It wasn't hot fudge brownie a la mode.
It was not.
Okay.
No, he's used to those.
Yes.
So
that's nothing. That's an everyday thing where it's all special for all the rest of us.
Right. Well, he got something special once a month delivered to him, and he provided some strategy for if he doesn't win the bid again this next year.
He's got a backup plan?
He has a plan. Well, he shared that the winner, if there were only two of you in the household, should probably freeze half of the dessert for later, just to sustain
extend
yourself.
Extend the opportunity.
Yes, yes.
Extend the enjoyment.
Right. But there's lots of other things. You know, if chocolate cake is not your thing, and I don't know why it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But a night at the Bluemont Hotel, golf at Colbert Hills, some various services. There are tickets for an adventure at the Wildwood Outdoor Park.
Uh-huh. So, that's one of my That's on my short list for summer activities.
Well, you can go online to the 4-H auction. Probably the easiest way to get to that auction is go to our Riley County Extension, website at riley.ksu.edu. Up under the Hot Topics, there's a link right to that 4-H auction. I could give you the URL to the auction, but it's just easiest to go to riley.ksu.edu and look for the link to that auction.
Okay.
First thing you'll see in the upper right-hand corner on our webpage.
It says 4-H Foundation Auction right here.
Bam.
In the upper right-hand corner.
Bam.
Wow, you are right on that.
I don't lie.
Yeah.
I put it there myself yesterday, so
did
I knew
you?
Where it was.
Way to
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Wow. So is that what you did during your sabbaticals? You learned how to put things online? In public administration, you get to learn how to do these things?
I tell you what, if you've ever tried to put things on our website, you'd understand that you probably need 6 months to
figure it out.
Yeah,
I have the same issue here. So.
Yes.
And this goes on for, what, 9 days?
9 days. We'll go on through the 29th of April.
Okay.
And so bid early, bid often. Definitely bid at the last minute so that you're sure to get the item
sure.
that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those proceeds, again, go to benefit the Riley County 4-H Foundation.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Good stuff. Well, this is a busy time of year for financial matters. You know, we had tax day here just the other day, and then we had
an additional
tax day that was thrown in because, gosh, imagine that, the IRS... They need to go on a sabbatical.
They probably do at this point.
Figure out how to handle some website issues.
Everybody
apparently.
In the tax world probably needs a sabbatical right about now.
I think most of the people that are. Most of the preparers I know take a few
days
off.
They are on vacation right now,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, as soon as they're done for the day on the 15th, the party begins.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a great year this year with our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Did over 600 tax returns.
Wow.
For low to moderate income families here in the Manhattan and surrounding areas. You know, we have people that drive an hour to come get their taxes
really?
Done here. Yes. And some of them, it's because they lived in Manhattan at one time and came to our site and just, they like us.
Is it required? You're not required to be a Riley County resident.
Not required to be a Riley County resident. The program's sponsored by the IRS.
Okay.
And so it's open to anyone as long as your income fits within the income guidelines. And it's a simple enough tax return that we can complete it. But I tell you what, we could not do the work that we do without the volunteers that we have. And I just want to give a shout out this morning to the awesome volunteers. It's also National Volunteer Week, by the way.
Oh, it is.
So we had about 20 volunteer tax preparers from just local community members, K-State students, a nice mix of both. And it's always fun to get to know them. And I've got a couple of volunteers that have been with me for all 13 years.
Really?
So shout out to Roger and Bob. They have been with me for a very long time and really appreciate all the work that all of the volunteers do. They gave over 500 hours to the program between the 1st of February and the middle of April.
Now, 600, that's like, yeah, 20 volunteers, 600 returns. That's 30 per person?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Sure feels like
that's
some of them did 30 a day.
Me,
but
so don't
quick
trust
math
my numbers.
On a Friday. Hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, good, good. Congratulations to all the volunteers for their efforts.
Very much so. Could
now,
not do
when
it
will that
them.
Program start again next year?
Right around the 1st of February.
Okay.
Just kind of depends how the calendar falls. And yeah, we operate between the 1st of February. And we normally close a few days before the April 15th tax deadline, just to ensure that all of the returns that we do get accepted and, you know, in case we need to do any follow-up, we've got a little bit of leeway time to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, there's so many financial matters, you know, for folks to be looking at. And I think that there's a lot of hindsight, a lot of 2020 perspective, people thinking, oh, why didn't I do this? But, you know, you've got some plans, you got some opportunities for people to learn how to manage their money a little
bit
better.
You know, the best time to learn about money is when you're a kid.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead with that.
We have got Money Smart Week coming up next week. Money Smart Week has been around since 2002. And this is just a week focused on increasing the public's financial literacy. And one way that we are going to do that this year is with a story walk.
A story walk.
A story walk.
Okay, so you walk and you tell a story?
You walk and you read a story.
Oh. Must I chew gum at the same time? I mean, that's,
I wouldn't
that's
advise
that's
it.
Asking
that's
an awful
lot.
I mean, yeah. I struggle with walking, period.
Yeah, you probably should leave the gum at home.
Okay.
Walking and
does,
reading.
I mean, what you're reading, is it paper or?
No. So what we're going to be doing later today, okay. I am going to go out to Seco Park. And along the trail there in the south end of the park, mm-hmm. we will be staking out a story. So we've got pages of a storybook on a sign. And so this is why you have to walk, because you only get a piece of the story at each sign.
And does the story complete at the end of the trail?
Yes.
So if you want to know how the surprise ending comes
right, you
through,
have to walk all the way.
You have to walk all the way.
So
how long is that trail?
The trail itself is a couple miles long, but okay. we're not going to spread the story out over a couple of miles because it is a children's story. And so we'd like to encourage parents to take their children out to Seco Park, get some exercise. I think the weather is supposed to be halfway decent next week.
Next
week.
So, and what day or days?
The story is going to be out starting today.
Okay.
Later this afternoon, it will go out and it will be out through all next week. So I think we've got some nice days coming up next week, so it'd be a great opportunity to go out, get a little exercise. You know, we promote that at the Extension office, too. Mm-hmm. So
exercise?
Exercise and
cool
financial
concept.
Literacy, both great concepts.
Yeah.
So it's a cool story. It's a very cute story called Those Shoes, about a little boy who covets the same kind of shoes that all of his friends have. And you've raised a daughter, right?
Oh, don't even start.
I don't suppose you've ever had that issue with a child who wanted something really badly that all of their friends had.
Time to take a break. Is now a good time to take a break? We can come back and talk a little bit more about the story. We're running actually a little bit behind time here, but let's go ahead and do that. And by the way, today is Teach Your Children to Save Day.
Excellent.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing
today
that.
Today is Teach Your Children to Save Day. Always held on the 20th of April. Back with Jennifer Wilson, Riley County Extension Agent on KMAN's In Focus in just a couple of moments.